This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bad days, what you gonna do when we come for you? Bad days, what you gonna do when we come for you? Bad days, what you gonna do?
You are back with the Bad Gays, and this is our NSA segment where we talk about relationships and sex. And we normally have this very sexy intro, but this story is not really anything to do with that kind of stuff. So I decided to not put it in and jump straight into it. And an article has been published within the last few days. This dates back to 2015, so it's kind of an old story, but it's been rehashed in the media because the court hearing was only as of the last few weeks. A teacher, a primary school teacher back in the UK, has been sacked back in 2015 over illegal gay dating app relationships, and he's won over $1 million in compensation from his school, which freaked me out because I thought, well, why is he winning a lot of money from doing
those apps?
Scandalous stuff.
They're bad news.
They're really bad news. And yeah, you did hear me correctly. A man by the name of Philip Applin has been awarded a payout of over $1 million Australian over two underage hookups via a gay dating app. The major debacle with the situation is that he is the current, or was the current principal of a primary school, which just makes it really, yeah, bad. Mm. The incident happened, like I said, back in 2015. He allegedly had sexual activity with two 17-year-olds, therefore like making it completely illegal. And the school was concerned over safeguarding issues and held many meetings with the local education authorities where several investigations were launched. He was suspended and disciplinary hearing was led by the school governing bodies. He was accused that his behaviour was bringing the school into dispute and that the role of head teacher wasn't taken seriously enough and that he had to get fired straight away. He took to the school to an employment tribunal claiming unfair dismissal and that there was sexual orientation discrimination. And he won They were.
Right, yep. Okay.
Yeah.
But let's just take a step back here.
Mm-hmm.
In an education setting, there are a really, really strict, legal and regulatory requirements put on teachers. Not only here in Australia, but in the UK, internationally.
To
claim that relates to sexual orientation, I call BS on that. Because this would be wrong whether he was gay, straight, bisexual, whatever orientation. You have sex with someone who is underage, under the age of consent, that is illegal. And particularly if you hold a position of authority, there has to be some form of consequence to those actions.
Yeah, especially like you said, when you're in the education department and field where it's like probably 10 times more as important. Well, it's funny you say that because the tribunal argued that he wouldn't have been treated differently if he was heterosexual or had any other sexual orientation, and the decision makers did not feel...
But this gets back to the interesting point that you made, Alex, that with these apps, these dating apps, what checks and balances, like...
There's none. That's the simple answer. You have to be overage to be active on these apps. And there was actually a famous case study that I did want to bring up, so thank you for segueing that. Tinder, when it first was launched quite a few years back, you could be as young as 16 and be on the app, and they faced a lot of backlash after that because obviously that's going against a lot of consent and legal laws. So that was completely wrong, and then they changed it to 18 straight away.
I mean, they're built for one purpose, these apps. You're not going on there to make...
Well, allegedly not, Matt, but...
Right, Okay, but how do they police... how do they police people lying about their age on these things? You can sign up and you can claim that you're 18.
Yes.
You can give a false birth date.
I guess you've got to dispute and kind of report these profiles. But then how easy is it to just make another one straight away with a different email and address?
The other thing here is, so the in essence what I'm gathering from this article is that he did hook up with these people. It's not that he was on a gay dating app.
No.
And we use the term dating very loosely. And it was that he met up and evidently had sex with these
minors,
yep. these people who were 17 at the time. As I said, be it heterosexual sex, homosexual sex, whatever. It was, they were underage at
assuming the time. They were over 18 because they were on the app.
How many 17-year-olds would you meet that you wouldn't think they're 17?
That's what I was thinking in my head. It depends. Do they look that
age? Yeah, I know where we're going with this, and we're not excusing this guy's behaviour.
No.
But I do. But yeah, it's kind of a grey area, isn't it? Because it's so you can understand how potentially he didn't mean to get himself into this situation.
I agree. The thing for me is not if this has impacted on his ability to earn a living. Because he has been found to have been unfairly dismissed, okay, I can see why he pursued some form of compensation. Because if you can't get employment in your chosen field, I would hazard he will never be employed in education again.
Yep.
But why... Who did he get the conversation from? Did he see the dating app?
From his previous employer, from the school.
So he could have seen the dating app.
Well, has there been any case studies around that where people have sued? You know, we've got all of these things going on with these dating apps. And has anyone, actually... I would see that as being a far more...
Yeah, because they failed to control... the membership issue of these people joining the app and being under the age of 18.
I'm going to make an educated guess right now, and my simple answer to your question, Helen, would be that there would be so many daily issues with those apps. They're used everywhere around the world by so many people. It's ridiculous. I think it would be in their terms and conditions, like in fine print, saying we're not responsible for blah, blah, blah. That would make sense to me.
Absolutely.
I mean, he should have used his judgment. Come on. I mean, there was probably quite a big age gap there, I would have thought, because he's a senior teacher. He's not just going into the,
he's
into
not
the classroom
graduated.
In the first.
No,
exactly.
No, right. Yep.
He's a principal.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. So you take that risk, I suppose, you know?
Yeah, I just think. You know, I question and as we've already discussed, my abysmal attempts at dating apps. Thank you, Italy. But and Alex, you have previously said that yes, you have been on some dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
When you're on there, if you see a guy and there's a picture of him, surely you can tell pretty
you can
much
gauge,
whether
of.
He's 10 years older than you, 20 years older than you, or a similar age to you.
No, half the time their photos are about 20 years younger than
they
are.
And then when they don't have their age displayed, you're like, ooh, that's like red flag number one. Flag. Yeah, you're like, what are you hiding?
Maybe Mr. Applin should have known that, that when the age isn't displayed... Yeah, swipe right, is it, or swipe left?
Yeah, I think it's pretty rich that he got $1 million out of this.
Know.
You know, it's kind of being rewarded for really bad behaviour.
And as I said, I think it sort of grates on my nerves when someone makes something about sexuality or sexual orientation when it's the actual act itself. That's the wrong thing. It's not got anything to do with sexual orientation. If he'd done the same thing and had sex with an underage girl, the outcome should have been the same. He should have been dismissed.
Yeah, it's totally the wrong use of crime discrimination. It really is.
Oh, absolutely. You know? And it's just... Yeah.
They, the tribunal that judged this case, they claim that his career showed he was dedicated to working in the education sector, and he was someone that's not only ambitious but effective in doing so. So clearly he was good at what he did. I mean, we don't know this. We're just assuming based on this article, but...
Well, he's $1 million richer.
I know. Well, he does, he's not going to have to work for a while now.
He doesn't need to be dedicated.
Jeez. Oh.
I wonder if the 17-year-old
looks
up to...
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we come for you? Bad days, bad days. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we come for you? Bad days, bad days. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we come for you? Bad days, bad days. What you gonna do?
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.